Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. We'll continue our little mini focus on health care in Montana specifically. A lot of long drives. I'm sorry if you're suffering that. For radiation treatments, that's difficult. That makes it more challenging. There's gaps in mental health care. Rural Montana has faced persistent health care inequality in a lot of ways too. Rural, frontier, urban. So today on Voices of Montana, here in just a little bit, Walter Panzier is going to be joining us of the Helmsley Trust. The charitable trust, about some investments they have made across Montana, psychiatric residencies, a new cancer center in Lewistown. So we're going to find out how we are now reshaping or attempting to reshape some of our healthcare in Big Sky Country today on Voices of Montana. Continuing our series on healthcare in Montana, frontier, rural healthcare. We look at critical gaps, mental health, some trauma care, but things are moving forward in some ways as well. And part of that was, as we talked, it was around 6 weeks ago with Walter Panzier of the Helmsley Charitable Trust was in Billings to share about their donation there. As I mentioned, the SICU unit, the surgical intensive care unit, the operations center, really high-tech stuff. We were there, got a tour, chatted with Walter there and said, Walter, come on the air. Let's talk about healthcare. Let's talk about what you guys do in terms of helping healthcare. And Walter's here. Good morning, Walter. How you doing, sir?
I am doing great. How are you doing?
Doing well, and I appreciate you coming on. A trustee for the Helmsley Charitable Trust organization, I kind of want to launch right into all the things as we were kind of chatting. $115 million touching almost every county in Montana in some way. But let's talk about what this Helmsley Charitable Trust is, because as I look down that, it's a large organization, and you've got focuses on different mental disciplines. Just give us the 411 on Helmsley.
Sure. The Helmsley Charitable Trust began active grant making in 2008. And since 2008, the trust has committed over $4.5 billion in a wide range of charitable purposes. Our rural health care program has donated more than $850 million to 9 U.S. states and 2 U.S. Pacific territories since 2008 in a variety of areas. We are committed to make equity and healthcare access available to everyone. I always say that your zip code should not determine your healthcare outcomes, but unfortunately in American rural America, that does happen. And at the Helmsley Charitable Trust, we're committed at leveling that playing field in a variety of ways. I can talk about some of the ways if you'd like.
I was going to ask you, done. I mean, because that's a broad level, a field, so to speak, to level. You probably have got certain focuses that you found yourself gravitated to.
Absolutely. Our focuses are access to care is one of our main focuses. Access to both primary care, specialty care. We have done that in a variety of ways. One with access to telemedicine. We are doing telemedicine and providing telemedicine to Montana and our other 8 states. Way, way before the pandemic, we've invested trust-wide well over $120 million for access to telemedicine. What that means is we've done programs like e-emergency, where it supports rural emergency rooms to have a board-certified emergency room physician and team at a touch of a button. We have done things like that. We have done virtual pharmacies to reduce drug errors, virtual ICUs to help people stay home locally, because not everything needs to be transferred to a tertiary facility. I'm a strong believer that care should be delivered locally. So that's one area. Our other area is cancer care. We have provided not only diagnostic equipment for cancer care, but even treatment equipment from everything from refurbishing linear accelerators to building brand new cancer centers like we did in Montana in both Miles City, and also up in Lewistown this year. Another area we're focused in on is cardiac care and stroke care. We have done statewide initiatives across Montana to improve cardiac outcomes from STEMI heart attacks, partnerships with American Heart Association to provide seamless stroke care across one from one county to the other county. So that way, everybody has the same thing going on and the same protocols being followed, and it's saving Montanans, it's saving people. So those are some of the areas that we've been actively involved in.
Boy, I appreciate that as well. And, you know, I'm glad you peeled into telemedicine a little bit because, you know, talked about the e-emergency, the virtual pharmacy. I'm always curious as to how far telemedicine can go because unless you can, you know, you're not going to have hands-on. Well, maybe there is something new in terms of hands-on telemedicine with a you know, certified doctor and a nurse, or what do we do then with telemedicine? How do we really, really get it cooking for us?
Well, telemedicine is never going to replace a physician.
Yeah,
it's here to supplement a physician, to help the physician, to bring specialty care out into the rural and frontier areas at a push of a button. Perfect example I can show you that how this works is in stroke care. With telemedicine now, with virtual emergency rooms and whatnot, if someone is having a stroke, they can have a consult from a neurologist that's hundreds of miles away. The neurologist can order the CT, have a scan of the brain, determine if a clot-busting drug can be given safely, and they can push that clot-busting drug in the rural area. And this is so critically important. Let me tell you why this is so important, is because in rural Montana, and just like other areas, your transport time can go for hours to get to a tertiary facility. And when you're talking about emergent situations like stroke, you don't have hours. A lot of times, stroke has such a finite window where you can't reverse the effects of the stroke. The effects of the stroke can be permanent if it's not caught in time. And a lot of times, transport time across Montana erodes out to nothing.
Wow. And that's scary. That's concerning for people as well. How do we get them, you know, informed about this? I think that's probably a big part of it as well.
Well, it's a huge part. Anything we do, like our virtual, well, whether our partnerships with American Heart Association, always has a public awareness component to it, because it's so important for people to recognize the symptoms of a stroke and the symptoms of a heart attack and call 911 to get that system working, to have EMS show up. That way they have the tools in the rig, which was provided by Helmsley several years ago, like 12 lead EKGs and whatnot, and also the stroke protocols where they can determine alerts to alert the hospital they're coming to, alert the possibly even divert to a different hospital where it's a stroke ready hospital, or get a person to a cath lab sooner, or work with the system and get air ambulances, et cetera, to get them to the cath labs or stroke centers as well. So public awareness is key. That's why I always say, if there's ever a symptom of anything, call 911 and let's get the ball rolling, because that's going to speed up the entire process, number one.
Yeah. Walter Panzier with us again, trustee of the Leona M. and Harry B. Helmsley Charitable Trust. As you mentioned, you got a background in emergency services, law enforcement, the ministry as well, but channeling that leadership here into kind of, well, like you said, and I like that, you know, zip codes shouldn't determine rural healthcare outcomes in that regard. And $4.5 billion since you guys started, was that in 2000? When
2008. That's across all of our program areas, because we have a type 1 diabetes research, Crohn's colitis research in New York City's programming, and an Africa programming as well. But just in the upper Midwest and our rural states, over $850 million.
Wow. It's a lot of money. I mean, I guess not that it matters a lot, but I'm curious about, because when you get into this field, there's nothing It's like you can't walk into Costco and walk out without spending $100, you know. That's almost the case. You can't walk into an area that needs some rural health care and funding and walk out of there without, you know, a pretty big price tag. Talk about Leon and talk about Harry and why you do this and, you know, and how you sustain it.
Well, the trust has a certain amount of money to give every year. That's how it was set up by Leona and Harry Helmsley. Mm-hmm. But the key that to remember is if you want to affect real change, this isn't cheap. This isn't on something where it's going to just be a one and done. We are committed to improving rural health care across all of our service states. And that commitment, we embed ourselves within the communities to learn what are the challenges. I have an office in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and that office out there specializes in rural healthcare. So all the programming for rural healthcare is out of the Sioux Falls office. All the individuals in that office understand, have the lived experience of living in rural America. And so that we are listening to the communities, we are listening to the challenges, and really coming up with some holistic partnerships and some long-term partnerships where we're not, when we say we're in Montana for a long haul till things dramatically get better or something changes hugely. But it's a commitment. It's a commitment to change, because once you solve something, there's always something else, because there's inequities. Let me just put it this way. Rural healthcare is extremely underfunded across the entire United States. We did a study early on, or commissioned a study, 2.5% of all private philanthropy funding goes to healthcare and in the upper Midwest and 5 original states, including Montana. And 80% of that went to Minnesota. And so we dove down and said, why Minnesota? Well, that's because of the wonderful systems like the Mayo Health Clinic and the University of Minnesota. But everybody knows if you have a problem, Mayo doesn't come to you. You go to Mayo, which is fine. So that seemed like the natural donut hole of funding. So there's been a lack of philanthropy funding in the upper Midwest and in rural areas in general. I recently read a study that stated that 3%, and this isn't just rural healthcare, this is funding in general, 3% of private or philanthropy funding goes rural. Okay, when you think about that, rural populations in the United States make up 20%. So already the rural community isn't getting its fair share. So that's what we're about at the Helmsley Charitable Trust, is providing equity when it comes to rural health care, making sure your zip codes don't determine your health care outcomes in a variety of ways.
Pretty simple vision, but there's a lot of work that goes into it. Better futures for people by increasing access to health care. Access. Advancing new research and ideas. That's a big part of it as well. And improving the quality of everyday life. You'll find that front page, the Helmsley Charitable Trust. And we're talking about how they're completing that mission here in Montana. Walter Panzer is with us. Tomorrow, this is the day we've been looking forward to. It's going to be really, really cool. The show is going to be alongside, but it's only a part of it. Voices of Montana is going to go up to the Northern Ag Research Center in Haver, and the superintendent there, Dr. Darren Boss, will be alongside Dr. Ricardo Pinto. We'll talk precision agriculture, and there's some really cool things happening when it comes to ag. Just up-leveling harvest efficiency, planting efficiency, fenceless grazing, things like that. So that'll be part of the fun. Of course, a project manager for the Milk River Joint Board of Control is Jennifer Patrick. She's going to come alongside. Jen's done such great work to get that, High Line and that St. Mary's project going again. I mean, looking forward to catching up to date there, too. And a lot more. We'll talk to some of the producers, Jake Strissel, the chair of the Hill County Commission. So that's going on tomorrow. Kyle Leeds, our friend there at KPQX 92.5. In Haver, and New Media Broadcasters, longtime Montanan, and again, one of those guys, salt of the earth. Walter Panzer, thanks, Walter. I thought I would tease tomorrow's program. It's going to be a ton of fun. We're going to be heading out to talk with a lot of farmers, too. We've got farm visits lined up. We're going to be dropping off some lunches and some goodies at Gary and Brad, Greg Wire's farm, Ryan McCormick, Todd Hansen, the Caparoods, Satarivas. Hope I'm saying that right. And then we're going to head up to the Highway Bar in Hingham to have a little social as well. You're welcome to come along, Walter.
Oh, I wish I could, but unfortunately, I'll be on the road.
I know. Let's just talk about that now. Where are you at now?
Sure. I am in Cheyenne, Wyoming. We have, I can't really talk about it, but I'm going to tease it up a little bit. We have an exciting announcement coming up around 10:30 this morning with the governor's office in the capital of Cheyenne, Wyoming. And it's an exciting announcement that's going to change healthcare is being delivered in Wyoming.
I know you can't talk about it, but what's going on?
Well, yeah, I would love to talk more about it, but this is going to directly affect mental health care and mental health care services in Wyoming. So stay tuned and follow the press releases, or even I believe there's a live stream. So if you go to the governor's website, I'm sure you can access the live stream, too. That's going to happen today around 10:30, 11 o'clock in Wyoming.
That's so cool. Yeah. It's been one of your focuses in Montana as well and in our region, behavioral health initiatives. You know, as we talked about the investments that you have made across Montana, you know, I want people to understand how they can maybe discuss some needs that they may have in their community with you. And then let's launch into what you've done for, you know, Cancer Center in Lewistown and the SICU unit in Billings and all those other, as you have touched our 56 counties.
Sure. Before I even say one thing about how to get in touch with us, there's also in a couple days, there's also a groundbreaking going on in Sheridan, Wyoming for a brand new empath unit that's going to be opening soon in Sheridan, Wyoming. That's going to help behavioral health delivery in the area. But how do people get a hold of us? You can find us on the website and on the web, www.helmsleytrust.org. And you can learn more about us by clicking the links up there and learn about the rural healthcare program and some of our grants that we've done across in other states, and also click and see about our team, and feel free to contact our team that way as well.
Good. Thank you for that. I mean, that's just start, people. Don't overthink it. Just kind of walk it out. If you feel there's a need and we'll see where it goes. Your hopefully your footwork will be rewarded. What have you done in Montana? Let's talk about some of those bigger units.
Sure. Just recently in Montana, this spring, we opened up a brand new cancer care center in Miles City. That was a partnership with, used to be SCL Health, but now it's Intermountain, and their brand new comprehensive full cancer services in Miles City. And just 6 weeks ago, we opened up another cancer care center up in Lewistown, Montana. So now people do not have to drive so far for services. That's key. Going weeks, you know, several days a week, for weeks at a time to get cancer care services down at Billings. Now they can have the same quality care services, whether they're in Miles City or at Lewistown, just right at home. And that's really exciting. So that's, I know it is so much better to heal and to have services where you have your support network. And by opening up these cancer centers, we're helping a great number of Montanans not have to drive so far for services, that can heal at home and heal with their support team around them and make life easier for them, because it's challenging when you're talking about great distances.
Yeah. I mean, it's been reported by the Roundup Record Tribune, 165,000 miles annually that Central Montana patients have drive for treatment, and so that's a huge concern in Montana. When you design these, now we had a chance to tour the new SICU center, which is the surgical intensive care unit in Billings, and the operations center as well, which is again more of that regional overall health focus. Do you engage in the design of these things so that there's a nod toward future technology?
Absolutely. We always look at future technology and room for growth. The huge thing, like with the surgical intensive care center, Montana has level one trauma centers right here in Billings and at the Billings Clinic, and also over at Intermountain as well. People, prior to having this level one services, were being transferred out to Seattle, down to Denver, down to Salt Lake, and now they can stay home and stay close at home. And that's key. And when we're talking technology, we always look at technology. Just like we started up at the Billings Clinic, ECMO, which is reserved for the sickest of sick cardiac patients. Basically, it's a heart bypass where it puts your heart on a machine and allows your heart and lungs to heal. And that's being done mobily. Billings Clinic is pushing the envelope, and they have a flight team where they go to the rural hospitals when there's a candidate for this, and they can place the patient on ECMO and bring that patient back to Billings for the highest level of care. It's those type of technologies. And when we talking about a transfer center, there is so much technology built into that transfer center so that to keep Montanans close to home and to facilitate, if they do need a transfer somewhere, to have a seamless time-saving transfer, because time means heart, time means brain matter, brain health. Cutting down wasted time in transfers can be a difference of life and death. And we're using all sorts of technologies to try to level that playing field. So we work with the hospitals, we listen to the hospitals' ideas, and we push them to think beyond their need now, but what's their need down the road.
We had Billings Clinic, a couple of people from Billings Clinic, their emergency services on yesterday, and they had talked about how quickly that SICU unit and that transfer center was operational and got filled up as well. I mean, this was yesterday, and so it really speaks to meeting that need in that regard. Walter Panzer again with us from the Helmsley Charitable Trust, Cancer Center in Lewistown, some behavioral health initiatives all across Montana, as they have said. Did I write that number down? $115 million in grants over the past number of years for Montana. I know I've got to let you go here in a couple of minutes. There's two things I want to talk about. Maybe they get rolled into one. I want you to give us an update on the status. I mean, are we making a dent with our mental health care? Preventive medicine, are you looking? Is that maybe a new area to get into? And then I want to have this status on trust, because as you're out there in the medical community, you're meeting with the professionals, the administrators, but the patients as well. And I know this, we talked about it yesterday, Walter. There was a lot of trust that was lost in our medical community. The Wall Street Journal reported it declining. Let's see, there was 71% trust by U.S. adults, had a lot of trust. And by January of 2024, that number had fallen to 40%. I think there's a need to reestablish that trust in the industry. Is that happening?
I think that is happening. Trust is being reestablished. At the Helmsley Charitable Trust, I like to think we are helping establish trust within the medical community, because we're bringing the newest scientifically proven solutions to the rural markets, to rural America. So that way people's care is seamless. People's care would be the same as what they would find on their urban settings, because I think a lot of trust is lost because we don't have all the equities across our urban-rural divide. Yeah. And we're trying to level that playing field by bringing the newest cancer care technologies to places like Lewistown and places like Miles City, bringing what you would typically find at a university-sized hospital or a massive trauma center, like a surgical intensive care unit, to Montana. The first one ever in Montana was brought here. And if that doesn't bring trust, I don't know what will, because technologies are fastly changing, and we have to stay up on it. And at the Trust, we believe that everyone should have access to these technologies, no matter where they call home.
How do we keep it affordable?
That's a challenge. That's today's challenge. And I don't really want to get into the weeds of what things like cuts, like Medicaid, have to do to the bottom lines of the of rural hospitals. But what's really true is that in rural America, these hospitals, these critical access hospitals all across Montana, all across Wyoming, and in all the states, really, are on razor-thin margins because they don't have the people volume like they do in urban centers. So it's challenging. So anytime there's a disruption in funding, our rural hospitals are going to feel it. They're going to feel it probably sooner than other hospitals and also feel the greater impact on it. So it's too soon to tell what's changing because, as you know, things change and been changing in Washington, every day. You hear one thing and then things change. So we're just sitting and on keep on what we're doing. And that makes it what we're doing at the Helmsley Charitable Trust even more important because we can bring some stability knowing that we are going to continue funding important focus areas like cancer care to make sure that they are sustainable here in Montana. All our programs are sustainable, and that's key. We look at the sustainability because I never want to see a service line enter in a community and then at the end of a grant be taken away from the community. It is so important to have that line there.
Huge focus.
I want to say forever.
Yeah. I appreciate that, especially that last statement. You know, it's you're not just one and done kind of thing. And your vision and your actions say that. So thank you, Walter. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
That's about all I have. Any final thoughts? I mean, I got like a minute here. Anything to share with us?
No, one final thought. Once again, I'm more toot the horn saying we have something super exciting coming up today in Cheyenne, Wyoming at the Capitol, an exciting announcement that I encourage your listeners to follow or listen along. There's a live stream, I believe, where they can access it, I'm sure, through the governor's office.
I'm just going to call you right back once, you know, in about an hour here. I think I'm just going to call you right back, okay?
That'll work.
Have you talk about it when it's done. Well, thanks for that, and congratulations on those new projects all across the state or the region. I know there's a bunch in North Dakota. That focus is important. So thanks. Making a difference, Walter. Appreciate that. It was great to talk with you. Hope to run into you again, okay? Keep us up to date on stuff.
Great. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you covering this.
Yeah, super, super. Walter Panzer again, trustee of the Helmsley Charitable Trust. A lot of good things going on there. Thanks for joining us for the podcast, and join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.